on and treated like dirt. Sandy Posey, Born a Woman, lyrics by Martha Sharp.
I say you can't not be bothered by a square of light.
Reese Marie Dempster, inmate number 460-2597-2, Dueling Correctional Facility for Women. She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Senator Addison Mitch McConnell, speaking of Senator Elizabeth Warren.
The moth makes Evie laugh. It lands on her bare forearm and she brushes her index finger lightly across the brown and gray waves that color its wings.
Hello, gorgeous, she tells the moth.
It lifts away. Upward, upward, and upward, the moth goes, and is swallowed by a slice of the sun tangled amid the glossy green leaves 20 feet above Evie's place among the roots on the ground. A coppery red rope leaks from a black socket at the center of the trunk and twists between plates of bark. Evie doesn't trust the snake, obviously. She's had trouble with him before. Her moth and 10,000 others surge from the treetop in a crackling, dun-colored cloud. The swarm rolls across the sky in the direction of the sickly, second-growth pines on the other side of the meadow. She rises to follow. Stalks crunch under her steps, and the waist-high grass scrapes her bare skin. As she approaches the sad, mostly logged-over wood, she detects the first chemical smells: ammonia, benzene, petroleum, so many others. 10,000 nicks on a single patch of flesh, and relinquishes the hope she had not realized she harbored. Webs spill from her footprints and sparkle in the morning light.
Part 1. The Old Triangle. In the female prison, there are 70 women. I wish it was with them that I did dwell. Then that old triangle could jingle jangle along the banks of the Royal Canal. Brendan Behan. Chapter 1. 1. Ree asked Jeanette if she ever watched the square of light from the window. Jeanette said she didn't. Ree was in the top bunk, Jeanette in the bottom. They were both waiting for the cells to unlock for breakfast. It was another morning. It seemed that Jeanette's cellmate had made a study of the square. Ree explained that the square started on the wall opposite the window, slid down, 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 then slopped over the surface of their desk, and finally made it out onto the floor. As Jeanette could now see, it was right there in the middle of the floor, bright as anything. Ree, Jeanette said, I just can't be bothered with a square of light.
I say you can't not be bothered by a square of light.
Ree made the honking noise that was how she expressed amusement. Jeanette said, okay, whatever the fuck that means. And her cellmate just honked some more. Ree was okay, but she was like a toddler, how silence made her anxious. Ree was in for credit fraud, forgery, and drug possession with intent to sell. She hadn't been much good at any of them, which had brought her here. Jeanette was in for manslaughter. On a winter night in 2005, she had stabbed her husband Damien in the groin with a clutch head screwdriver, and because he was high, he'd just sat in an armchair and let himself bleed to death. She had been high too, of course.
I was watching the clock, Ree said. Timed it. 22 minutes for the light to move from the window to there on the floor.
You should call Guinness, said Jeanette.
Last night I had a dream about eating chocolate cake with Michelle Obama, and she was pissed. That's gonna make you fat, Ree. But she was eating the cake too.
Ree honked.
Nah, I didn't. Made that up. Actually, I dreamed about this teacher I had. She kept telling me I wasn't in the right classroom, and I kept telling her I was in the right classroom, and she'd say, okay, and then teach some, and tell me I wasn't in the right room, and I'd say, no, I was in the right room, and we went around like that. It was more exasperating.